This is Radio City Talk.
Okay, let's dissect the Merseyside derby with Dave Downey from the Blue Room EFC. Morning, David.
Morning, Steve.
That voice just about recovered, but the brain hasn't. The turmoil still continues at the top of your head. What are your overriding thoughts about the Everton performance?
I thought it was quite embarrassing, Steve, really. Looking back on it, I've watched it a couple of times. God knows why I put myself through it, but I thought it was quite pathetic from Everton, and it was
a strong word.
Well, it was, because it was spineless. I mean, you have Phil Jagielka coming out at the end of the game, put to him, Phil, what do you think of the Merseyside derby? I thought it was an exciting derby. You've been beat 3-1. You've lost there every single year for 18 years. Why are you saying that? It makes it pointless, Steve. It makes
Ronald
you feel
Koeman's
like why
comments were more understandable than maybe Phil Jagielka saying something like that. I mean, for Ronald to come out and say that, and I know the comparisons have been drawn with Roy Hodgson and the ridiculous comments he made when Liverpool played Everton at Goodison. But let's face it, if you're Ronald Koeman, you just want to keep your players slightly buoyant, don't you, at a busy time, Man United next?
I slightly disagree. I think you do that internally. You know, why does he need to say to the media it's a proud performance? He's been quite critical of Martinez ever since he's been at the club, and comes out and says something that he'd say. It was strange to me. And then when I put that on social media, like, why is he saying that? And I made the Hodgson comparison as well. People are saying, well, he's not going to hang his players out to dry. Well, he doesn't have to do either, does he? He doesn't have to say, oh, these have had an awful day.
So what should he say?
He should say, well, when he's asked about the performance, he should say, well, it was a depleted squad. He should be honest. He's been honest all the way through since he joined the club. And he's been praised for it. What do people want? The best of both worlds? I completely understand why he said it. But I just think it's so unnecessary, because it makes him look silly.
You say a depleted squad, but actually I think that just the team choices were wrong, weren't they?
Well, he's not going to say that. He's not going to say I got it wrong.
Yeah, but I also don't think he's going to say it's a depleted squad. That sort of...
He'd be right to say it.
Yeah, but it's not actually publicly what you say in front of the players who are going out there. But actually, team-wise, why is Barry not starting the game? That's experience. Why is Morales not starting the game?
Absolutely.
Why is that formation playing like it is?
He's had as much of a stinker as the rest of them who played on that day. And I put something on social media about Ross Barkley, because, I mean, he's come in for a lot of criticism, and rightly so, because some of those tackles were ridiculous. They were really, really bad.
He should have been off before the Lovren tackle, anyway.
Should have been off on about 8 minutes, Steve, when he flies in on, I think it was Chan. And I know people have been saying it was like a kid in a playground. He completely lost his head. That's what it was. The interesting point that was put to me, I think actually Kev, who's producing your show today, said to me, you know, a lot of people make this thing about local players in derbies and how big and important it is. Terry McDermott, I think, said something to you about it. And Kev made the point that, well, he actually thinks it plays into Liverpool's hands a little bit. The fact that Liverpool didn't have any local players in the side, because they were able to take themselves out of the situation. Whereas you look at Everton, you look how hot-headed Ross Barkley was, you look at a couple of others flying into challenges. They did that because it was a derby. All part of this mentality, Steve, that we need to leave a mark on this. We're well up for this. Let's prove a point. We're bigger and stronger. And it's real alpha male thing. Liverpool just stood off Everton and almost stood there. And at points stood there and laughed, literally. There's that photo of the three players standing there laughing. Just completely played into their hands, and it's stupid and pathetic. And you still see people saying, I'm glad Ross Barkley went in with challenges like that. Well, I'm not. It's a game of football. I want Everton to go and beat Liverpool at football. I don't want them to go and kick lumps out of them.
It's an interesting converse argument that you put forward there, though, isn't it? That actually not having local players is a benefit on the big day. I think having local players who can handle it and understand how you deal with it is what everyone would prefer across the board, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I think in a positive light, it should give you a sense. It should give you an edge, like it has in previous years when you had Steven Gerrard at Liverpool. He knows what a local derby is about, but he's not stupid. He's a clever man. And I'd like to think that of Ross Barkley before this derby, but he just looked petulant and it looked silly. And it was hard to watch, Steve. It was hard to take. And we've never looked further from winning a game against Liverpool at Anfield than we have done right now. How sad is that to say, given all of the progress they've made in other areas? But the thing is, I'm sort of self-fulfilling prophecy here, because I think we make too much of Merseyside derbies, and that might add to the reason why we lose so many of them or don't turn up in so many of them, because we make such a big deal of it. But when you see how Everton carried carried themselves on Saturday, and what's been said since, and how they lunged into tackles like that, Ashley Williams stamping on Emre Can's back, you can see why a big deal's made of it. You know, that's why Koeman's comments, I think he must have known he's going to make headlines by saying he was proud of the players. He doesn't need to say that.
I think he's a lot more savvy.
Yeah, what is there to be proud of on that day? You tell me, what is there to be proud of if you're an Everton player, manager or fan? What is there to be proud of? Young players getting a go? Maybe, yeah.
They're not that young. Pennington's 22, isn't he?
Yeah.
People are saying, there's a lot of them under 23. You know, Premier League players in general are very young.
But that's a side issue.
A young Premier League player is sort of under 18 now, not under 23.
Yeah, but that's a side issue, isn't it? The fact that the lad's making his derby debut at the age of 22. I mean, there's a wider issue there in that. Is he actually good enough? If he's at 22 and he's not a regular in a Premier League side, you question if he's good enough. That's on Ronald Koeman, though. I can understand him protecting the players, but I just think you're just opening yourself up to a world of criticism coming out and saying that. And, it literally could not have gone any worse.
It's fair enough to say that Liverpool weren't brilliant on the day either, isn't it?
It didn't have to be.
No,
and that's a sad thing.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Was this an indication? I put this to Alan Irwin earlier. Is this an indication of where they are in terms of their footballing development as two different clubs?
No, I don't think it is, because Everton didn't do themselves justice. That's what I can say. I mean, Everton can play a lot better than that. We know this, which is a disappointment in itself. I think Everton are a lot further along and much better than what they put on against Liverpool at Anfield. The problem is, I mean, someone put it to me, you look at the records Everton have got against each of the top six sides. The only win, I think, in the last 15 or so years, aside from Manchester City, before they got good, was against Man United when David Moyes was in charge, ironically. The rest, it's a turgid record. It really is poor. And that's the gap they've got to bridge. That's the challenge in front of Ronald Koeman. But to go about it like that, I think, it's pointless turning up. If you're putting it into your players and the Barkley thing's really interested me, because I said at the time that I didn't have a problem with how he conducted himself aside from those tackles. He tried too hard, I think. But try is the operative word there, because there were a lot of others who went missing and didn't. It was so passive for them, it was ridiculous. Ross Barkley tried to take the game by the scruff of the neck. It didn't work. Fine. Question his ability, question all that. There's players in that game who went missing and have done for years. Being able to hide behind the fact that it's a bit... I mean, I've heard Ashley Williams in Iron News this morning coming out with stuff like, it's on to the next one and we move on type of thing. Assess it. Do something about it. Yeah, you can only do something about it by going to Old Trafford tomorrow night and proving a point. But that as a starting point is pathetic. I don't want to see that from an Everton side, as an Everton fan.
Harsh, harsh words. Right, one of our callers, James, has given us a shout. Morning to you, James.
Morning, you okay?
Is it being too tough on Everton?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm being dead serious. Everton needs to get in touch with the Premier League, get the rules changed so we only play 36 games a season, so you don't even have to go there, and they don't have to come here. And I'd just give them 6 points, because we give them 6 points when we play them anyway. It's just... I can't believe it. I take my lad everywhere with me. He's 20 years of age. He's never seen us beat them. Because when he was younger, and we did beat them, I always made him play football at the time. Obviously, the last few years, he's gone. And, I mean, I can't put my finger on it, whether he freeze or whatever. I mean, he just mentioned Williams there. I'll be honest, I was quite glad when we got him in the summer.
Mm.
But he hasn't done it for me. That's all. I mean, I've been on your programme before, and I said at the beginning of the season, and it's near the end of the season now, and it's still the same. We need the spine of a team. We need a goalie, because we haven't got a good goalie between the two. We need a centre-half or two, and obviously someone up front.
Mm.
Because as Billy Big Balls up front there, just I don't know what he was doing, apart from trying to get the crowd to get behind him. He'll give us something to get behind.
Given Everton's excellent form in 2017, is it not something of an overreaction from Evertonians, Dave?
No, it's not, because we've done this before. We've been here before. We're great, you know.
So if you win at Manchester United tomorrow, you're still talking in this vein, are you?
Yeah, Everton won't get anything tomorrow. Apart from beat.
Well, we'd have that discussion if it, as and when it happens, Steve. But Everton have progressed this season. Completely agree with that. you know, Ronald Koeman, where he's taken that side from 11th consecutively under Martinez to 7th this season, and probably Europa League football. Really good season. That'll be understated. The problem I've got is you want to bridge the gap between where we are now. We've been 7th before under David Moyes. How do you bridge the gap between a top six that's still getting away from you and you're not getting any closer? That's the frustrating thing. And I said, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that, you know, we're sitting here analysing this to death, and we're going to... It might well be over the top what I'm saying, but that's how I feel. It doesn't change how you feel in the aftermath of a Merseyside derby. And the fact it's been 18 years, the fact it's been X amount of years away at Spurs, X amount of years away at Old Trafford, excusing the one-off with Moyes, it's not good enough. And if you want to reach that next level, you need to come up with something better than that, what we've seen on Saturday.
James, this was meant to be the one, wasn't it? This match?
Listen, we say it every time we go there. I mean...
Yeah, but this was different, wasn't it? Under Ronald, everything felt different last week in terms of how you were sort of previewing the game.
No, I must admit, I thought, again, never ever think we'll win there because it's just the way it is with everything debottled. I mean, Ronald Koeman needs to take blame for the starting lineup. Obviously, he does, and I know he's coming out and saying we played. What did he say? We played really well or something. He's proud.
Yeah, better team in the second half.
The kid, I mean, I watched under-23s quite a bit, and I know they're top of the league or whatever, but honestly, I'm 52. I could play in that under-23 league because no one tackles you. And I think unless you get a better second string, if you know what I mean, like the centre league years ago, these kids who are coming through, they've never played against anyone decent. I mean, you say what you want. I mean, I love Everton, always go the match, but I'm looking at these young kids. And I don't think Adam are up to Everton's line. I don't think Pennington is. I know he's glad scored. He's trying to give him down the banks on his own. But to me, there's nothing coming through. I mean, if Ron leaves, which I think he will, the car came, Everton aren't going to put a centre-forward in from the under-23s, are they? They're going to get 50 million. They'll go and spend that on another forward. So these kids, to me, I don't understand what the under-23s are for because no one seems to come through.
OK, James, great points. Thanks very much for the call, pal.
Yeah.
There you go, a bit deflated. Let's just analyse a couple of players then. So Ross Barkley. Barkley should be trying to be what Coutinho is at this point in time, even though Coutinho does have those games where he's a little bit absent.
He did that, but he lost his head. He did that.
He didn't do anything like that,
No, he didn't.
He was nowhere close to what Coutinho
displayed. You just
said
he tried. He should be trying to do what Coutinho did. He tried to do that. He did, and he failed. Now, we can question that all day. We can question how good he is.
Go on, in what way did he try?
He tried because he tried to run at Liverpool. He tried to play through balls. He tried to play positively. Not like the rest of them when he picked the ball up in key areas and passed it backwards. Mm. Playing the safe option. Playing for a draw. Ross Barkley tried to penetrate and tried to do something in the game. I've got a lot more time for somebody who does that than somebody who doesn't, than somebody who gets the ball and knocks it back to the goalkeeper. I've got a lot more time for Ross Barkley for doing that. The bits he got wrong were the reckless challenges, and he shouldn't have been on the pitch. That is what I deem pathetic from him, because he's better than that.
Yeah, so wholehearted, but actually not showing the quality that Coutinho was showing.
No, but it couldn't look. Coutinho, you know, you analyse his season, Steve. How many games is he going missing in?
Oh, lots.
Exactly.
Well, he does lots.
Yeah, you know. That,
but
that's...
actually, in some of the big games where it counts, he does stand up. Man City.
That happens. You know, that happens. That's the next thing for Ross Barkley to do. Lukaku,
but he's at
one.
An age where he should be doing it, isn't he?
Yeah, he is at an age where he should be doing it, yeah. But I don't have a problem with anybody trying. Mm. If he's trying to do that and it doesn't come off, then that's another discussion. The fact that he's doing it and not...
So the rest of the team weren't trying? Is that how you felt?
No, I'm not saying the rest of the team weren't trying. I think that the rest of the team was so passive in what they did and overawed by the occasion, and that's epitomised Everton for 20 years going there. Mm. Tom Davis, I think, another one who tried. He tried to get on the ball. He tried to influence things. Ultimately, it was down to Liverpool being too strong in midfield. I thought Chan and Wijnaldum were magnificent for Liverpool.
Well, Lucas was unbelievable. Lucas was the one, wasn't he?
Well, yeah.
And Garner Gay didn't even feature, did he?
I felt, again, I had sympathy with him for the role that he'd been asked to do because everything around him was falling apart. The one thing I put on him was the first goal because he let Mane just drift inside him too easily. But then, you know,
the Coutinho goal, he shrugs him aside, doesn't he?
There's ridiculous elements in that game, Steve. I mean, we haven't even touched on the goalkeeper. You know my feelings on Tim Howard over the years. That was worse than anything you've seen from Tim Howard. That
three goals in separation. The first one, I don't think any keeper's stopping.
Oh no, I disagree with you. I think
positioning's wrong, or he has limited sight of the ball when it's kicked.
His positioning's wrong, but it trickles into the net, Steve. It goes through Pennington's legs as they so often do.
Mm.
But it's not. He hasn't belted it, has he? He's placed the shot, and if you look at the replay,
it's perfectly placed.
It's not right in the corner. It's not right in the corner. It's not close to the post. It's about a yard away from the post in the corner.
I disagree with that. I thought it was a really good goal. I don't see anyone stopping that.
I'm not denying it's a good goal. I'm denying it's poor. I'm saying it's poor goalkeeping. It goes through Pennington's legs. And if you look at the time he has to react from when it goes through that lad's legs, he's actually running after the ball before it goes over the line. He doesn't throw himself at it. At least have an attempt. Throw yourself towards the ball. He just stands there.
Yeah, so he's not reacted to it. He wouldn't have stopped it if he'd reacted to it.
I don't know. That's up for debate, isn't it?
The third goal is the one, isn't it? Because the second one, you look at it and go, well, Pennington largely should have understood by that point that, you know, don't let him turn onto his right
foot.
Well,
he doesn't even have an attempt at that, does he? He probably still would have went in because it's a fantastic finish, but he didn't even try for that one.
So explain the third one to me.
The third one is probably the most abysmal piece of goalkeeping that I've ever seen, in certainly from an Everton goalkeeper, and anyone who listens to me regularly, and for whatever reason that they do, will understand what I've said about Tim Howard in the past. That was worse than anything I've seen from Howard. All of his star jumps and all that sort of thing. This was criminal. Because Origi picks up that ball, and I look at where he's actually struck it. I mean, he's just inside the D, I think. So, what, 19 yards out?
Yeah.
And he's hit the ball. Robles, for some unknown reason, decides that he has to come and close him down when he's 19 yards from goal. You know, doesn't stay on his line, doesn't narrow any sort of angle down. And when Origi hits it, he's got ages to react. If he just stands his ground, sticks an arm out. You know, and this is another thing, Steve, just to go off on a bit of a tangent again. He put a photo on his Instagram yesterday saying, you know, I'm at Finch Farm for some sort of rehab. Well, he had more control over holding that phone than he did. It was more difficult holding that phone than it was sticking a hand out for Divock Origi's shot. But he's putting photos on Instagram. These people need to get a grip. They need to know the position and know what they need to do to improve themselves as footballers. I don't want to see all smiles. I don't want to hear Ashley. I mean, Vinnie O'Connor from Sky put it to Ashley Williams. Three points against Manchester United. That's a good return from two games, isn't it? You've just been humiliated in a Merseyside derby. Why are you asking him that? What 3 points from them to, you know, it's a good return. There's no worse performance in the derby than that for many, many years. And yet we could go to Old Trafford tomorrow, we win and everything's rosy. It's just a mad thing, Steve. You know, people, a line from Evertonians in recent weeks has been Liverpool's heads are falling off. My head's firmly fell off. It's rolling around the studio right now.
And that's been all weekend. So if there's one player that comes out of it with any credit, it's Ross Barkley, despite the fact he doesn't come out of it with credit as well.
Thought Enner Valencia was all right when he came on as well. Yeah. Thought he was decent. He ran at Liverpool's back line.
And it's another debate, but surely Gareth Barry should have started the game.
Well, you look at it now, yeah. And the ironic thing about that is we were all saying if he starts, we probably lose the game. So it's crazy, isn't it? But Kevin Morales should have started. This is Radio City Talk.